This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. An explosion has shaken the Libyan capital, Tripoli, and airport officials have closed the city's last working airport. A Reuters reporter and several interviewed residents said they saw an aircraft circling for more than 10 minutes over the capital with a humming sound before opening fire on a southern suburb, the scene of some of the heaviest fighting between rival forces. Residents counted several missile strikes, which apparently hit a military camp of forces loyal to the Tripoli government in the Sabah district. Authorities then closed Tripoli's only functioning airport. The Libyan National Army, force loyal to Commander Khalifa Haftar, started an offensive 2 weeks ago, but has been unable to breach the government's southern defenses. Armed rebels attacked an Ebola treatment center Saturday near the Congolese city of Butembo, just hours after another attack at the center killed a Cameroon epidemiologist. One militia member was killed in the attack at Katwa Hospital, where medical staffers are trying to contain an outbreak in the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Police Chief Paul Ngoma said that four other rebels were also captured. The latest attack came after the World Health Organization reported that epidemiologist Richard Muzuko was killed Friday when several gunmen from a local militia stormed the hospital. At least 12 people were killed in a suicide bombing attack in the capital of Afghanistan, Kabul, on Saturday. Police officials say that a suicide bomber first attacked the gate of the government place, the government building, blowing himself up. But after a five-hour siege, order was restored in the Afghan capital. This is VOA News. Egyptians began 3 days of voting Saturday on constitutional amendments that would allow Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi to stay in office until 2030. Edward Uranian reports from Cairo.
A smiling President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi cast his ballot as polling began Saturday morning in a three-day referendum to make changes to Egypt's post-revolution constitution. Those changes will strengthen his hand over parts of the government and lengthen his term in office from 4 to 6 years. 62 million Egyptians are registered to vote of an estimated population of around 100 million. A large number of people could be seen at several polling stations in the center of Cairo, while others in outlying parts of the capital in Giza appeared to have a light turnout. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Yellow vest protesters set fire on a march through Paris Saturday as they sought to drive home a message to a government they believe is ignoring the poor. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
Tear gas hung in the air throughout the afternoon Saturday around the Place de la République in Paris. Radical protesters hurled paving stones and flares, attacked at least one boarded-up shop, and set fire to a few vehicles. Police repeatedly charged in an effort to contain the crowd. Associated Press reporters saw at least two journalists injured in the melee. Meanwhile, a separate, smaller crowd of yellow vests marched peacefully toward the cordoned-off neighborhood around Notre Dame. They're urging the French government not to forget the poor, even as it gathers millions to rebuild the fire-damaged cathedral. I'm Ben Thomas.
Mourners marked 20 years Saturday since a mass shooting at Columbine High School in Colorado left 13 people dead. AP correspondent Mike Gracia recounts the events of that day.
It was a shocking event. The date was April 20th, 1999. Two disaffected young men, both teenagers and students at the school, opened fire at Columbine High School in Littleton, Colorado. They killed 12 fellow students and a teacher and wounded two dozen others before taking their own lives. In the aftermath, there were questions of why and how could this happen. 1 month later, President Bill Clinton told Columbine students,
"What happened to you has pierced the soul of America."
I'm Mike Gracia.
And a zookeeper in Topeka, Kansas, was mauled by a Sumatran tiger at the zoo on Saturday. The zoo's director says the keeper was working in the predator's enclosure when she was attacked. She's in stable condition at a local hospital. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.